Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for Van Heaven for bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something with you, just something on my mind that I think will help you. I want to ask you a question. So a couple of questions that I ask in the opening segment about your relationship with your banker. Do you have a bank relationship? If you're a small business owner, you need a bank relationship. Is your bank your business's best friend? Is your banker your business's partner? Do you have regular conversations with your banker? And I'm not talking about the teller. God bless them, everyone. I'm talking about your loan officer, the official at the bank who can make a decision about whether to help you or not with a loan or whatever other services you might need. Do you have those kinds of relationships? Do the people in the back office know you for the good reasons, not the bad reasons? These are some things that I want to talk about. These are very important things. But first, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, a storm caused two ships to sink in the same area at sea. All on board were lost, save one from each ship. And these poor souls, those two poor souls were alive only because they swam to a small island nearby. As luck would have it, the two men hauled themselves up on the beach at the same time and within sight of each other. But survivors' elation soon became pensive as they realized that each spoke a language unknown to the other. Immediately, both men had the same unspoken thought. I don't know this man or the language he speaks, but if we're going to survive, we have to find a way to communicate and work together. In many ways, my friends, this tale actually plays out every day. But instead of on the high seas, our story takes place in the marketplace. And instead of mythical shipwreck survivors, our real-life players are small business owners and bankers. Like the survivors in the first story, the excitement of the latter-day castaways about their future prospects turns pensive when they both realize that, one, they need each other to be successful, and two, they don't speak each other's language very well, if at all. So with so much common interest and so little mutual understanding, can these two create a successful survival story? Well, they can, absolutely. But only if they have the Blasingame official translator for banks and small business owners. Here are a few examples of how my translator works. For small businesses to understand banker, they must, first, identify their banker as a success partner and their banker's best friend. Number two, stay close to their banker when things are going well and even closer when things aren't going well. That's a big deal, my friends. When you have a problem, the phone will ring. Make sure the ringing is you calling your banker, not your banker calling you. Number three, believe that an uninformed banker is a scared banker. And a scared banker cannot and will not behave like a partner. You've heard me say this before. The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. They need information. Good or bad, they need it. Number four, pay attention to what motivates and impresses a banker. Like attention to detail. They like you. They like it when you give them detail. They like it when you follow instructions. Pay attention to that. Number five, understand pertinent bank rules and regulations so you don't ask them for something that can't be done. Don't ask them to make you a loan on a piece of real estate unless you're prepared to have an appraisal on that real estate. They must have an appraisal on the real estate. They can't do it without it. And if you ask them to do it without that, you're just putting a black mark beside your name. Number six, reward banker loyalty with small business loyalty. Reward banker loyalty. If they're loyal to you, you be loyal to them. Don't jump ship just because somebody else offered you a quarter a point drop if your banker has been good to you. Now, let's switch hats. For bankers to seek small business, they must, one, understand Blasingame's first law of small business, which is starting a small business is easy, operating one successfully is not. They need to understand that. This is hard. Number two, understand Blasingame's second law of small business, which is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small businesses. Small businesses, all small businesses are undercapitalized. It's just it's the definition of small business, basically. And if they're having difficult with cash flow, give them a break. It might not be their fault. Number two, understand Blasingame's third law of small business, which is that a small business is not a little big business. We're a lot different from we're another species from a big business. We're not going to act like them. We don't have the same opportunities as them. We don't have the same options as they do. We're limited, and we're planted in the ground. We're different. Understand that, Mr. Banker, Ms. Banker. Number four, explain bank rules and regulations and recommend services and products. We need you to tell us what's available. We need you to know, to assume that we don't know about the new stuff. Make sure we know about new technology that's coming out, new bank services. And don't just send us an email. If we're your partner, if we're your business customer, come by to see us. Drop by and tell us about what's happening, what's new. Send somebody around to train us on the new stuff. Number five, in the credit scoring process, always find a way to give small business owners credit for character, past performance, and best efforts. And the credit scoring, when a computer credit scoring is done, there's no place on that in that algorithm for character. When you're considering a loan for a small business owner, make sure, even if you use credit scoring, make sure you augment that score with the character that you know about that small business owner. Number six, reward small business loyalty with banker loyalty. If you want to avoid becoming a marketplace castaway, small business owners and bankers must learn how to speak each other's language. And I've dedicated part of my career to helping to make that happen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.